from the 5th floor at Dominion Tower, downtown Norfolk. Recorded live at Stuff and Things Studios, it's the Expensive Cheese Cheap Cracker Podcast with your hosts, Wicked Child and Das Truthman. On the show this week, we talk about work shit, running with your clique, and pierced dicks. And now, they love eating them some tasty animals, Wicked and Das.
Welcome to the show.
Good evening.
Or morning.
Morning, whatever
this
you
is a
listen
podcast,
to.
Cause you can hear what the fuck you want.
Yeah, because technically it is the morning. I'm your host, one of your hosts, Das Truthman.
I'm your boy, Wicked Child.
And today we got a lot of...
A bevy of beauties.
Of motherfucking crackers from the nation. That's right, on this show, you are the crackers. Our listeners are known as the crackers.
Yes.
Because we are EC3Cast. If you didn't know that, special guest or guest host, EC3Cast means Expensive Cheese, Cheap Crackers Podcast. So everyone's the crackers.
We eat vegan cheese. We just said the cheese is expensive. We didn't specify it came
it
from a cow.
Have to be, but anyway, so we'll get it going. Right now, we got to start off at the top. Our fucking three-time running fucking champ.
Yes.
Guest host.
He is our own Rick. Our own Ric Flair.
Our own Ric Flair. Mr. Q Sweat.
Woo!
How you living?
Doing it? I'm doing good. How you doing, Daddy?
All right, and also on the show today, we got one of my boys.
What do you want to be known as on the show?
We're going to be known as Archie. Yeah. Yeah. Speaking to the mic.
That works, yeah.
So who are you?
I'm one of the squad.
He's one of the squad. That's good to know. And we'll pass it across the room to the man with the sexiest beard that I know. That tall glass
boy. And the angriest penis.
Angriest Wayne.
Jesus himself.
Oh no!
He will be Mr. Trimble.
Oh, Mr. Trimble.
Mr. Trimble.
I'm gonna do
right
name.
Now. Oh. We'll think of a name later. We'll work on it.
What is your moniker on the internet?
Ooh, what do you get called on the web?
God,
I've seen L term on the Tumblr.
Because that's basically what ours is. Ours is just internet monikers.
That one's just a mixture of my own name. Or is Hatchet?
We'll go with Hatchet. That is. Mm,
that sounds
cool.
Dangerous.
He is.
Made of flannel.
He is so cool. Whoa. We got our own ICP dude up in here, so you better be careful. So we got Hatchet on the show. I like that. I like saying Hatchet as someone's name. Thank you for that so much, Hatchet.
You got the flannel.
What up, lumberjack hot
lumbersexual.
And then last but certainly not least, the motherfucking vegan in the room,
the angriest of penises,
angriest is Wang, is motherfucking Tri-Sara Wang. Ladies, if you must know, he'll hit you up on Snapchat and tell you why he's Tri-Sara Wang.
Whether you want to know or not, we need to know what
should we call you? Oh wait, we already got one, so we can't call you Spike. We already have a Spike. He is in a rotation.
It's a little too on the point with him, though.
I know, man. Now you're like,
it's
shit,
it's
dude.
Because I got all that metal in my face, dude.
You know what?
We call you Colossus.
We call him Young Spike.
Young Spike.
Call him Young Shiv. Spike. Young Spike. It's kind of like you're a rapper now. You are now young Spike.
Yeah, boy.
You know, the mixtape is dropping soon.
Mixtape is going to be super fire. I got my mixtape.
All right, so now that we have introduced all our mofos, so we're going to do this. We're going to do this from the guest host this time. We're going to start with the man with the mic in his hand. No. You've been up here three times. Gotta wait your turn. Wait your turn, daddy. We're going to start with Young Spike. What you do this week?
What I do this week?
What you do this week?
I set some motherfucking generators on the 7th fucking floor roof of a building. That's what I did this week.
With your bare hands? All by your onesie?
Nah, man. We had a fucking big ass crane, some fucking spud wrenches and shit.
So, by the way, for the listeners, they have no idea who you are and what you do. What do you do?
Sadly, I'm an electrician.
Sadly? This nigga make more money than me. So
no.
I don't want to hear it.
No!
Sadly and shit.
Man, so, shit sucks, dude.
It sucks. I see your Snapchats, dog.
What about my Snapchats? You talk about them pictures of my balls?
No. Talk about you at work chilling and pointing at shit like, what the fuck is this? Most of your Snapchats aren't sexually fucking charged. They are, I'm driving, I'm at work, but most is, look at this dumb shit I see at work. That's the most of them, and you know it.
Well, the military bases do some dumb shit. You should know that.
I do know that. And good old... Good old Archie over there. He knows that struggle. Archie, what do you do?
I prefer not to say.
He defends America.
he is a current service member.
I'm top notch.
I wish I still had that Lee Greenwood song up here.
top notch security. Top flight security. Can't be top flight because you're actually armed.
Oh, true.
Considered top flight.
Top flight just has a whistle and a flashlight, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
But no. So what all you do this week? Any highlights? I mean, ain't as badass as installing generators, but what you got highlights in this week?
I think my highlight of the week was playing a brand new video game that just dropped.
Ooh, which one?
Blade and Soul.
Ooh.
And waiting for 2,000 people in a queue for 3.5 hours. That was pretty fun.
I felt bad because
I enjoyed that part.
Archie came over and crashed in the studio last night.
Yeah.
And he was supposed to get some gaming in behind me on his laptop, that sweet Alienware, if you understand. And it did not happen because that queue was tremendous.
I did a lot of
mic to the face.
Waiting in line.
Mic to the face. There you go.
Did a lot of waiting in line. That was fun. It was good. That. Loading it screens sucks. Are great. I love those. Good. Lots of tips. I put a lot of tips on the loading screens.
It's a loading screen simulator.
Yep.
All right. Now we'll throw it to you, Hatchet. That's so cool. Sorry.
Hatchet wound.
Dude, Hatchet. What did you do this week? By the way, what do you do? Since now you have a moniker, we got to reintroduce your ass.
Oh no. Still the glass blower. Still haven't done it. Still a cashier. Still doing it.
Oh, we're gonna have fun with this guy.
Still slugging it.
Because he knows struggle.
Unpaid therapist. And I've done nothing.
Done nothing?
Looking for work.
Look for work. Oh, shit. Trying to be gainfully employed. Oh, fuck yeah.
2K16.
Gainfully employed 2K16.
That 9 to 5. Looking forward to it.
What up?
I wish I could go into work at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, you had that yard work there. Yeah. All right, we're going to throw it to Mr. Sweat. Mr. Sweat, tell us about your week. We know who you are. Ain't no introduction needed, Daddy.
I know. That's like I said, 3-time champ, baby. my week, real talk, my week was kind of chill, but you know what I'm saying? Fridays, bad shit happened.
You didn't have to go black guy mode on anybody?
So what?
You didn't have to go black guy mode on anybody?
No. Nobody tried to steal my chicken. nobody tried to steal
my But you enjoyed a delicious one tonight, though.
Oh, yes, I did.
You're showing porn in the studio.
Yeah, like goddamn young Spike looking at dicks again.
is he just admiring his own?
It's cool, it's his own dick. I want to see your own dick. Put it
but
down.
But anyway, my week.
TMI.
My week.
No, I know. I know it. I've seen it in action. Sorry, TMI. I've seen it in action. I've seen other pictures and videos. He does not. He has no shame.
I'm going to say, Josh, you seen young Spike in action?
Might have opened the door and be like, whoa, hey, I'll just say if you want a cigarette and some Monster. No? Okay. All right.
Hey,
it's cool.
He ain't got no time for the cigarette because he's playing with the pipe.
I let you eat away.
I know. Anywho. This is Sweat.
But, my week, I got this drink I like to consume called Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
What does it consist of, Daddy? As you talk to the side of the mic, if you don't talk to the mic, I will take it away.
I'm talking to the mic.
DJ Habit.
I'm talking to the mic, but... Yeah, so it consists of Fireball and the sweet nectar called Rum Chata. If you never had Rum Chata, try it out.
It's good shit.
Unless you're lactose intolerant.
I'm
getting right there to you.
Young Spike is informing us again, bruh, I would love to try it.
Yeah.
But lactose, though. Vegan life, dog, I can't do it.
But see, what people don't know is that people...
You can't break vegan edge, people.
People of the darker skin tones.
Oh man, you told me you wrecked a lot and it wrecked you.
Yeah, I wrecked the bottle and the bottle wrecked me right back. So I had to call out of work. And I was like, I can't.
If your job finds out you called out of work because you had bubble guts.
Hey,
just you have bubble guts, but they find out why you got bubble guts.
Hey, look, people at my job called out to go to a fucking concert.
Oh shit, fuck them.
Yeah, I know. So
I don't work there, so I can say fuck them.
I can say fuck them too because nobody listens to them. Nobody I know listen.
You say that now.
I say that now, but they hear my voice.
You say that now. Start tagging you in the fucking metadata.
They don't
fucking hashtag #QSweat. They search #QSweat on Facebook and the internet, and this show pops up.
Hey.
Hey. Anyway.
Hey.
Message.
So back to my boy, Mr. Wicked Child, as he has fun on the soundboard.
Yes.
Because we got a gang of people where our job is easy as shit tonight.
Yes.
What you do this week?
Not a lot. Sat down and watched the oven because they still ain't fixed that shit.
Still ain't fixed the fucking oven at the particle facility. Dude, that's been what, like now 3-4 months?
Yes, since like October.
Jesus fucking Christ.
They cannot figure out what the hell's wrong.
For Young Spike, what happened was at his job for powder coating, there's supposed to be a mechanism that controls when the oven opens or closes.
Right. When it, yeah, when Easy it. All right. Shit. All right. Basically, and this makes for great radio.
This is recapping real quick.
All right. The carrier that holds the painted parts is supposed to go like this.
As he's demonstrating with
actually,
hands, pantomiming.
I'm gonna do it this way because it's gonna be easier to show how
it pushes. It moves it forward and goes down
instead of coming out smooth like this. Coming out and kind of just cocking it sideways in the oven.
Why don't y'all just replace the fucking part?
They're not sure which chain. Like if one of the chains, like what moves the carriers, what's called dogs. They're not sure. Like if. There's multiple chains going on here.
It's great radio.
Yes, great radio.
So what your job has been since that's broken, yes. Not explaining what the dogs and chains do.
Hey, there's not one. There's not two. Eight chains. So,
two chains. Wait,
eight,
what?
Eight chains.
Eight chains. Oh, shit.
So it's some fucking Mr. T shit. So anywho.
Mr. T is a fucking idol.
He is.
Gold
he is
spoons and forks for days.
Anyway,
treat your mother right. Be yourself.
I pity the fool who does drugs.
So basically,
I better hide my drugs.
So
yeah, you're making Misty so sad.
So young Spike, what he has to do as a job, since that shit's fucked up and they can't and or won't fix it because the shipyards. What do you have to do, Wicked?
I'm basically hitting an E stop before it goes sideways so I can pull it straight and then everything can be all honky dory.
So Justin. Instead of replacing shit, it take a man off his job to press a button all day.
Yes. That's some bullshit.
Yes.
So just replace the motherfucker.
It's shipyard dog.
You're going to save so much money in the long run.
They replace chain one.
Replace all eight chains. Ain't that bad.
Shit.
I'm telling you.
It takes at least 2 days to replace a chain.
That's a lot of jobs.
That's
lost.
A lot of downtime.
Tell them to stop being some fucking dick shits and fucking do it. Y'all work 7 days a week or just five?
Five right now.
You got 2 days off on the weekends to put some motherfuckers in there to replace chains.
The South Side maintenance crew, there's like eight people servicing, you know, a quarter of the shipyard.
Shit. Damn.
And you take them fucking weekends and you make them motherfuckers do work.
Shipyard don't give
they don't
want
to give you that OT, dog.
Yeah,
no.
Right now,
you give them 2 days off during the week.
No.
I've worked that schedule before.
We have a tag going on the show since last year called Gainfully Employed 2K16. The reason he is gainfully employed is because the reason why they won't do that, there have been lots of rounds of layoffs in the shipyard, Daddy. Lots of layoffs.
Well, maintenance has been understaffed from way before that.
Yeah. So not only is his department understaffed, they're still trying to whittle shit down around them.
The supporting departments have been whittled down.
That's some goddamn bullshit.
Yes,
welcome to the shipyard.
And they want us to be the strongest force in the world? No, dude, they're fucking us in the fucking butthole.
Message.
But we're still getting our goddamn buttholes touched. This is some bullshit.
Yes, but it's being touched by the private sector.
So, Mr. Child.
Yes.
On that, still keeping that job.
Yes.
Fucking chain still broke.
Chain still broke. Motherfuckers in damn hallways, man.
Motherfucker. Wait. What?
I'm going to the apartment now.
What happened in the hallways now?
They got a damn hoverboard.
Oh, shit, they got hoverboard.
Yes, they going through the damn... Every time, like, I swear...
The swag way?
I swear I hear domestic violence in the hallway. Man, shit, boom! I'm like, oh, what the fuck is that? And I look out my peephole. This motherfucker fell off of them hoverboard again.
Oh, my God.
What if I talk about a peephole? You got a peephole?
Yeah, he's in our apartment. There's hallways, dude.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the shipyard still.
No, he said moving on to the apartment.
I want a motherfucking hoverboard at work.
Dude, no, the same at work. We moved from the we moved from work to the shipyard.
Yeah.
You got to bust your ass.
That's fine.
Oh, man, pothole.
I can use one of them hoverboards and pop over the fucking, like the train tracks and shit.
Oh, you will die.
You will
die. You're
going to
die. You're going to break your neck.
And you're moving at a standstill to make it even better.
Hey.
You're not going sideways that you're used to, Mr. Skateboarder.
Whatever.
Ain't no whatever. You are a boarder. You've been a boarder
hoverboards
for a long time.
Hoverboards don't look that hard.
Oh, dude, no. First time stepped on one, fell off.
Shit.
I appreciate
blew
the
out me another man.
Well, you got some giant ass feet that ain't gonna fit on that goddamn hoverboard.
Yeah, you gotta balance
his
hard.
His center of gravity.
I skate. I couldn't keep balance.
That's because you're standing forward. It's not that sideways
stance,
Dave.
No, I fell.
But also, so, besides the dudes in the swag ways being a nuisance to fucking everybody in the complex.
Swag. Motherfucker coming through the hallway swagging at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Drunk as shit.
Yes. Yeah. Got a damn bottle of something,
oh
playing the damn shit on the damn phones. Like
oh,
they think,
my God.
Like they think they a damn DJ.
Check out my mixtape.
Message.
on that, nothing else eventful?
No, nothing eventful.
You show?
Week. Nah, everything eventful is happening at Stuff and Things Studios right now.
You positive?
Am I forgetting something?
No, I'm just fucking with you.
You
No! No!
No.
Get out, white trash!
So, my week, Doss's week, the epic recap that all of our listeners love to hear.
Do we need some Hulk theme?
Yes, we do. So everybody know, I got a very nice new car, a nice Honda Civic. It's 95, got high mileage, but you know, it gets you from here to there. I've been going back and forth to class with it. Still got temporary tags. I've been followed twice by fucking policemen. In
Damn.
Broad daylight.
Not even a red car.
Not even fucking racing. Fucking been raced by like 8 or 9 people. In class, I had to leave early because Finn, he fucking Kool-Aid man the back window and he had stitches, so I had to go.
Yeah.
And fucking, then my professor counted me absence even though I had to take my dog to the vet. Okay, but I took my car to get inspected. I took my car to get inspected on Friday. I wasn't giving a shout out if they would have hooked me up, but they're not getting a shout out because fuck them. They failed your boy on fucking all
Speaking
his
of
lights. Told your boy on all his lights.
All of the lights.
So, I'm riding dirty. Got that sweet, sweet Battle R Restricted on.
Yeah.
Even, yes, Finn, you feel my sadness. Thank you, buddy. But, thankfully, the squad came through.
Squad.
And they helped you go out at pick and pull. Ripping apart vehicles like nobody, like... You're ripping apart that pussy.
Channel locks fix everything.
And today we're just waiting to work on my computer, but we can't because we made delicious pizza. One of the vegan variety, or two of the vegan variety.
Yes.
Two of the curry chicken variety. And let me tell you, that recipe is dank as fuck, nigga.
You're welcome.
I digress. I survived. The car didn't blow up, and I'm still in school. That was my week, nigga.
We got some hug action going on in the studio right now.
Thank you, Young Spike.
Parts of that was so sad, I actually cried a little bit. I got a little bit of tear going right now on my left eye.
So I want... Where we at? Where we at? Timestamp. Hold on.
Yeah, we can talk about car struggles and shit. Yeah, we can.
All right, so gentlemen, my backup, if you will, I want you to tell them, tell the lovely crackers... You two, Young Spike and Archer, the ordeal, recant the tale, if you will, of 9 o'clock this morning to later as I let out Mr. Finn from the studio. Just tell the listeners what happened was.
What happened was? From the moment we started this endeavor this morning, I proceeded to hate my life. I was informed at about 1 a.m. last night that they would be cool with me coming along to hang out because I hadn't seen Doss or Archie in a while. And I was like, fuck yeah, dude. These are my boys. I need to go fucking do something. So it was about 1 a.m. I've been playing some fucking video games. Been playing that Rainbow Six Siege. Been fucking getting my ass kicked, but been playing some Siege.
13-year-olds, though.
13-year-olds. Oh, yeah. And they've all seemed to have fucked my mom. All these 13-year-olds.
Yeah.
They all seem to have fucked my mom for some reason. Xbox Live is a weird place.
And they know everything about your sexual proclivity and
they know all that weird fucking shit that I'm into. I don't know how.
And they're also like Grand Wizards in the KKK for some strange reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, they're all racist as fuck. Yeah. They all use the N-word more than fucking I don't know, fucking 2 Chainz or whatever. Keep going.
More than DMX.
More
than
DMX.
Circa 1999.
Oh shit. Fucking it's dark. It's dark and hell is hot. Chill out.
But the flesh of my flesh is the blood of my blood.
Yee.
All my peoples get down like what?
What? Anyway, so I was informed about 1 a.m. that, you know, hey, you know, it'd be cool as shit if you came out. I was like, fuck yeah, I'm going to go hang out with my boys. But I decided for some odd reason at 1 a.m. I was going to get higher than fucking giraffe pussy and fucking go to sleep.
That's some high-ass pussy.
That's fucking high as fucking shit, dog. And then, for some odd miracle, I woke up about 8:40 when I was told the rally time was 9 o'clock.
Why do you sound like you should be dressed like Colonel Sanders?
The rally time.
The rally time.
The rally time is 9.
It actually looks right now because
flannel, and it's just not even anywhere near Colonel Sanders.
This is my story voice, motherfucker. Step off! Shit!
You can tell us about life on the plantation.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no. I am not shit. I am not racist enough to be in that movie.
I'm just saying the way you sound
that. Q.
I love you.
Q.
I love you.
Say it. I love you too, baby.
So, no.
Q did kiss me earlier tonight.
I'm a nigga out. Q. Young Spike. I told you, you better hope I don't tag this in the metadata.
See?
I'll talk shit about my job. Like, you do realize there are 4 other guys in here.
And not now people gonna know he on a DL?
Mm-hmm. He's like, shit.
It's like, I got you. I got you, boo. No,
he's like, I got something to say.
Well, hell, if you let me get a girl, fuck it. Why not?
Hey, fuck it. Why not? My boy is open. He does not judge.
Open literally?
Not wide open.
Not wide open. Anybody watching right here?
We were talking the car story, and then we got the wide open cue. Good
damn.
Shit. Welcome to the show.
I know
welcome to the show,
the cue,
young
but damn. Come on. All
right. So, I'm going to throw it back to Archie. Hand it back to my boy, Archie. Because there was a 9 o'clock rally time. Now there's a gap between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m.
11:30
a.m. Hey, Archie, why? I feel like I don't think it's my fault.
I think it is your fault.
Why is it my fault? What happened?
All right, the original plan went a little something like this. We were going to wake up, at least I was going to wake up at 7:30 in the morning.
Grab the brush, put a little makeup.
I was going to wake
up. You wanted to.
I'll get to that part, actually, in a minute. I was going to wake up Doss at 7:45 in the morning.
Yeah, nigga, that's some good shit.
He said, Doss said.
Hey, Hatchet, what time do I get up on Sunday?
You don't.
That's irrelevant.
Anyway, Archer.
That's irrelevant.
We had a plan, and
I told Doss what the plan was, and he said, okay, that works. That's fine. Reasonable. We're going to leave by 8 a.m. to get to pick and pull so we can start our day really early, get everything done. And hopefully...
I mean, hear me out. That was a solid plan.
It was a very solid plan.
It was a great plan.
Those are the plans.
But you didn't account for something.
Wait. No, we were going to do all that. And then we were going to get the car inspected at the afternoon. Get everything done one day. Cool.
Yeah. It was
not a bad day.
Doss, tell me, those are the kind of plans you have when you've been drinking and it's 3 in the morning?
I think we were drinking.
No, we were drinking.
We were drinking. But we made the plan sober.
Hey, I don't believe you.
I was high.
Hey, but think about it. No one might take several plans. Everybody got one until they get punched in the mouth.
I got punched in the mouth with good old comfortable memory foam mattress.
That memory foam.
My boy got felt bad because
I slept on the floor.
I'm sorry.
I slept on the floor.
You could have went to the couch.
Cold as shit. That's called punya, and it's good for your karma. It was uncomfortable. And I don't want to do it again.
But, so there's
anyway,
a gap
anyway,
between
so
9
around,
and 11.
Around midnight, we changed the plan to leave the house at 9 a.m. instead of 8 a.m.
at 8.
And waking up at 8.
So why didn't I get a message until 9?
That's bullshit. Because I woke up. You checking your phone?
I'm checking my phone.
I woke up at 7:30 still.
Yes, you did wake up at 7:30.
And I waited. I made coffee. You're
so nice.
Did
you make a beer stein of coffee?
No, I just made a little cup of coffee. I put the boot on the dog and let the dog outside because the dog stitches can't get wet. So I went through that hassle.
You know, for a guy sleeping on the floor, you sure did do a lot.
I did. I did do a lot,
coffee,
didn't I?
Oh, shit.
And took the dog out?
Yeah.
Bruh, wait.
What time is that message on Facebook?
8:06.
8:06 a.m.
But then 8:50, he tried again. He didn't knock on my door.
He
was in the studio.
I have a thing
like
about
he
doors.
A different house.
He stayed.
It's
he
not
has
my
crashed
house.
At my place, at 2 of my places, many a time.
Doss, hear me out, though. I slept in the same room as you before. I don't want to fucking wake you.
Is that bad?
That's scary.
That bad.
Do I just look mad? Do
you
I just sleep
angry
with a scowl?
You sleep angry.
Because I'm nice all day. Yeah, I just sleep mad.
He ain't had that memory foam yet, though.
Oh, it don't matter. It don't matter. You sleep angry.
Always angry. Doss is always angry.
That's the blackest thing I've ever heard.
You sleep angry.
He wakes up just sleep with a
permanent scowl and face scrunched up.
But yeah, anyway,
he got resting bitch face.
I waited for the doc to wake up.
Sleeping bitch face.
I sent him some System of a Down lyrics.
He did. Let's recant it.
Was it Toxicity?
No. It was.
Go ahead and read it.
First, it was 8:06. Wakey. 8:50. Thumb up. 9:06. For me, hate you. Then, lol, it's 9. Get dressed good, sir. I was like, I know. Give me 10. Then he said, also, make coffee. And then I was like, oh, thank God. And that was the end of our digital communication.
I sent you text messages, too.
The good ones.
I sent you text messages and Facebook message.
My boy was trying.
He's trying to multimedia communicate.
I was trying so hard.
And got so far. But in the end, it didn't really matter.
Nothing really mattress.
All right, here we go.
Nothing really memory from mattress.
He sent me the sweet lyrics. Wake up. Grab brush, put a little take up. Supposed to be makeup. Hide scars that fade away, the shake up. Hide scars that fade away, the why'd you leave the keys upon the table? Here you go, create another fable. You wanted to. Grab brush, put a little makeup. You wanted to. Hide the scars that fade away, the shake up. You wanted to. Why'd you leave the keys upon the table?
You wanted to.
I would just put all caps. You wanted to. It was like, they said, the continue was table you wanted to. So I fucked up the chain.
It's okay.
It was in good jest, and it woke the boy up, got rallied, apologized profusely, drank coffee, drug ass, and then I was like, hey, where's Young Spike at? It was like, oh, he should be on the way, and we drive, and oh, past the fucking place.
Shut up.
And we U-turn, and we drive, and we get there, and Young Spike and all his fucking tatted neck glory comes out smiling, chipper, is like, what's up, guys? All I had there was an apple. I'm like, what the fuck? How are you so happy?
Because
all you had was an apple.
Because veganism.
Huh? Veganism is good for your soul, dog. I had an apple and like 3/4 of a monster, so I was like, I was good to go. And plus, I didn't get fucking like hammered as shit the night before. I just got high, so I woke up and I was still feeling pretty good. It's like, oh yeah.
And then Young Spike told me profusely over and over again, I don't work on cars. And I'm like, dude, it's easier than anything for what we're doing.
And that's when the channel logs came into play.
And he realized, these work on everything. Just like at my job, they work on everything. It's like for cars, they work on everything.
Although I couldn't use the channel locks on your car because, you know, Archie and I kind of bent the shit out of one car to get a headlight out.
I turned my back.
Channel locks only work on cars when you're destroying them, we found.
Shit'll buff out though, don't worry. That will buff out. Shut up, it'll buff out. Yeah. Everything buffs out.
So the day was spent mainly fucking them struggling with the front headlights.
Well, you supervised.
Well, I supervised like an old man because I'm getting to that age where it's like.
You mean while he freaked out?
Oh, I freaked out
hard.
We had
to deal with him
the
entire fucking day?
Because it was like, I kind of want to help. Yes. I kind of want to help. No, you don't know what you're doing. Fine. I don't know what I'm doing. Fine.
No. We didn't tell you that you didn't know what you were doing. You just stormed in, yelled a little bit, threw a tantrum, stormed off.
Like a Navy
like
chief
20
would,
motherfucking times.
My senior chief would be proud of my leadership skills. No. You're looking at me right now, Archie, and you know damn well you're like, that's some chief shit you pulled today because you said you were going to help me out,
and you didn't.
And you tried and failed miserably, and I had to show you what was good.
No. Well, you know what? Squad came through.
Squad! And I will never be able to tell, nobody will ever be able to say that you motherfuckers did not help me and that you don't know what you're doing. And that you do not fucking give it 110% squad.
Yeah, man, we put 110%. We got at each other's throat, and motherfucker got stabbed. It's cool.
Yeah. Oh, these punk sons of bitches. We'll do this and we'll fucking throw it to a break. These punk sons of bitches. All right. I'm hanging out in the studio configuring shit. I don't think I was configuring shit. I think I was just drinking beer and talking shit.
You were unboxing shit.
I was unboxing awesome components.
Oogling and ogging it.
And I and... fucking Young Spike busts in the room and says,
I didn't bust in. I walked in calmly.
That wasn't calm. That was a sweet turn and power, like, stride to say,
guys, I gotta go. I just stabbed Alex.
which led me to believe this nigga fuck with me. And I'm like, wait, he's kind of lingering but moving very quickly back out toward the door to his jacket. And I walk into the living room and I see Mrs. Archer holding fucking Hatchet's arm and Miss Truffin standing there like, I don't know what to do. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? And Mrs. Archer is like, I can't let go. I'm holding it from bleeding. I'm like, oh, shit, this nigga really stabbed him. Because in all honesty, when you meet young Spike, you'll look at him and be like, he'll stab a motherfucker. I don't put it past him.
Yo, I got too many distinguishing marks, man. I don't want to catch no charges.
We talked about that walking from fucking the vape shop today. Yes, I vape. Whatever. Fucking, you know I'm a filthy vapist. It's okay. But.
You vape? I vape too.
Yo,
we
what
all
up?
Vape. You want to fuck?
Butt stuff. But, no, no, like, and luckily, no. Fucking Mr. Trimble, who came over under false pretenses, a.k.a. Hatchet, was just like, yo, I'm coming up for computer. I was like, yo, working on a car. It was like, I could do that. And he gets the brunt of my lackluster supervisory skills. And he just stares at me like a young man should have. If you just shut up, I can do the thing. I know you want me to do this thing, but that ain't going to work.
You've never everyone of losing a clip?
Dude, that clip got MIA because I was blamed for it. And I'm going to fucking move something tomorrow morning from the porch or the car, and that clip's going to tumble into place, and I'm going to be like, oh, shit.
I just want everybody to know that I blamed him for losing that clip.
He never handed me the clip.
Hatchet.
I like how everybody's turning against the host. I will turn your mics off.
Hatchet, have you ever worked construction?
No.
Oh, then you don't understand
that. You don't know that
shit rolls downhill.
It's like you're the newest one at the scene working.
And the most qualified at the scene
exactly,
working.
Which is hilarious. Because if I look at you, he's like, yeah, that's a lumberjack guy. He seems like he enjoys some good espresso and reads good books.
Some good pine.
Yeah. Looks like he does some hardcore like yard labor, like landscaping shit. Mm-mm. But not no car shit. Mm-mm. But I know, cause you know, how to do car shit. So when you were like, I can help, I'm like, I know you will. I know you will.
He's over there looking like a young Ron Swanson.
Yo, what up?
What up, though? That is a sexy ass beard, though.
I don't have a scowl enough.
Yeah, you can't scowl hard enough. You ain't got it yet. You ain't got enough wrinkles in the forehead and corners of the eyes.
Life ain't hit him hard enough yet.
Life has not warmed down enough.
You ain't got that truth and scowl yet.
Oh, no.
You need an ex-wife.
Scowl so hard he scowls when he sleeps.
Yo, apparently. Yeah. I need a picture when I sleep. Scowls no homo. Not to be a creeper. I need a picture when I'm knocked out. Dude, I just want to see me like just sleeping pissed off.
Dude, you can't. Your face is buried.
I do look kind of... No, I was drunk, passed out, so that doesn't count.
Still look
just
pissed off.
Dead.
I still got a picture of you in a flannel.
That is a nice flannel.
A flannel nightie?
Dude, Doss, the problem is, though, when
you
wake up...
No, flannel, nigga. It was purple.
Doss, the problem is, you don't open your eyes when you get woken up.
I don't?
Mm-mm. Nope.
Oh, shit.
You have a frown and closed eyes.
That's weird. I sleep with my eyes open.
That is creepy.
Yeah,
creepy
motherfuckers.
Actually, I've gotten in trouble for that at work.
You know, if you had a mic, the people could hear you say that. You do what now? You get so mad.
I've actually gotten in trouble for sleeping with my eyes open at work before.
That sounds terrifying.
Because we hit...
You're like, let me sell this so I don't get in trouble. Basically, what happened was, it was a late night. You've been working. Yeah, I've been switch shifts. And motherfucking hadn't adjusted your sleep schedule. And you just tried to held it down as best as possible.
Yeah.
And you nodded off.
Yeah.
And they didn't know you nodded off with your eyes open.
With
so they're talking
open,
to you.
They thought I was watching TV. And then supervisor man walked in. And he said my name about 4 times. Didn't wake up. And then everyone started yelling my name.
Because they thought you was dead and stroking out in the corner.
Yeah. And
the rifle.
I kind of just moved my head forward, but my eyes stayed the same. And then I was just like, fuck.
The jig is up.
And then he walked me outside.
Yeah, there's always that moment when you get when you get caught sleeping at work.
I have my eyes open, so I mean, you know,
you
whatever.
You can't prove it, bitch.
Fuck it.
I've opened my eyes a couple times, saw the boss man standing there.
Dude, I've been there. Look, put it this way. Like I said before, when you get woken up in a broom closet, you have made a horrible, horrible decision in your life professionally.
Dog, I fell asleep on a fucking 12-foot ladder once.
Jesus. You got me beat.
It's a miracle that I'm alive.
Nah. You talking about sleep? I'm the king of this shit.
Sleep on the job. Not behind the wheel. Not at the club. Not at home.
Hold on, to be fair,
at the club could be on the job for him.
This is true. If he fell asleep behind the decks, I would laugh my ass off.
Like I said, I'm the king of this shit. So I got a couple of stories. Somebody want to get a little comfortable on this shit.
Oh, wait. We need to throw it to a break. We need to throw it to a break, and we'll come back with Story Corner.
All right.
Hey, how about this? The theme of this show? Job happenings.
But we'll throw it to a break right quick. We'll get back with Mr. Sweat.
All right.
Break time.
Squad.
Nigga looking surly as shit.
Yeah.
Like his dad just took his toys and pissed in his cornflakes.
What's up?
What up?
Yeah, like before we went to break, we was talking about sleeping at the
job.
At the place of employment.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had a couple of stories that me and my nocturnal self have. We've done some things. So people don't know, like, I have insomnia and sleep apnea. That's
you gonna die.
That's the weirdest combination ever on life.
So you could die in your sleep, but you really can't sleep. So when you do get sleep, it's not restful sleep.
Yeah, and I can fall. And like I'm not. Narcoleptic.
Yeah,
but I fall asleep easily.
Lucky. I wish I could fall asleep easy.
Yeah, but that's the thing about it. I fall asleep. I can't fall asleep. It's a whole weird conundrum. So anyway, like
if I get comfortable enough, I can fall asleep anywhere. But anyway.
You're going down on a couch right now.
Nah.
It's going down for real.
So, back in my, one of the stories of my sleepfulness, Young Spice talking about he fell asleep on a 12-foot ladder.
That sounds fucking terrifying.
Yeah. So.
It's terrifying when you wake up, though, and you remember where you are.
So, back to my story now. Back in my younger days, old PV2 sweat,
What's a PB2? That's like a PlayStation.
It's a private. Okay, there. Okay, so
help us out.
Okay, so those that don't know, I was employed by United States Army. Previous life, I wasn't like most everybody else, Navy affiliated.
So,
or Marine affiliated. I was in the Army.
He's
so,
like, don't you bring my dad into this?
No, everybody in this area I meet, like, oh, you're the Navy? No, I was in the Army. I'm not like the lone wolf out this motherfucker. But anyway, so PV2 is second from the bottom.
So E2.
Yeah, E2.
Got it.
Yeah, so PV2 Sweat, he was doing training. He's on this thing called tagline. So those of y'all work at shipyard in the Navy that move containers, y'all know what taglines are. The line that you hold the container, when they lift the container up on the crane, people on the bottom got
the tagline. Yeah, the guided.
They got it. So we was doing that. We was learning how to do that. And PV2 didn't get enough sleep the night before.
Oh, shit.
So PV2 is standing up, holding it, and he blinked once, blinked twice. Mind you, I'm still standing.
Three times later,
on top of a boat.
Oh, shit.
In the middle of the water.
Oh, shit.
With a good 20-foot container hanging over him.
Oh, shit.
Holding the tagline. Yeah, that was one time I did it. Let's see. Another time I fell asleep.
Did you fall in the water?
No. They woke me up. They're like, sweat. They're like, what? You fell asleep, dog? You fell asleep on the tagline? I was like, no, I didn't. Yeah, you did. That's all right.
This nigga slumped over with a line in his hand.
No, like, I was standing straight up.
Staring straight up, just holding it, helping guide the container.
Just fell asleep.
It's like, I got it. Totally got it.
Yeah, and it was like, hey, man.
You need to start swaying in the breeze.
Yeah, they're like, hey,
slipping from everybody.
Yeah. They're like, hey, man, you need to go get a sleep study done. I was like, nah, I'm good.
Like, I'm young, and it's just, you know, rough night.
I'm just tired. So, anyway, another time I done did this, back in my PV2 sweat turned to E3 sweat.
Right on.
So,
moving on up.
So, we coming back from the club. No, yeah, we coming back from the club on base, right?
Lucky? So,
yeah, it was a club. But it's some stories about it. It's a whole nother show
but
that club.
But there's booze on base.
It's a whole nother story about it. It's a whole nother show about that club.
Booze on base.
Yep, class 6.
I just want booze on base.
Class 6, dog.
I don't know what that mean.
Packing store?
Oh, okay. So you say package store, I know. Class 6, I'm like.
Class 6 is the same thing as packing store.
Oh, nigga, I'm
like, I've got a package you can store.
Hey. Try Sarah Wang.
No! But anyway, so second story was E3 Sweat. We was going to come back from club. Had two lovely young ladies with me.
Hi.
And
things have changed.
Yeah.
Oh!
You dirty son of a bitch, you.
Shit. It's so dark. Shade is fucking moving in, it's, man.
It's dark and hell was hot on that one. I'm sorry.
Anyway.
Bringing
the white bitches in.
No, that was actually white this time. Whoa.
Oh, black bitches. Back,
way before Sweat was into the white women.
Hey, that was before he learned.
I became the connoisseur of white women. But anyway. So I had two lovely young ladies with me. So we drive around. We're like, we're going to IHOP, get something to eat. So we go to IHOP.
Got your fried steak.
And when we pull out, we see
what up?
Two of our homeboys coming up the streets. Like, oh, they go such and such. They bust like a U at 90 miles an hour. We're like, what the hell going on? Couldn't find out. They got into some cats at the club. So me, got my brand new car, 02 Monte Carlo. Let's get it.
What up?
Threw it down. Like, I'm on residential busing 100.
Oh,
catch
my
up
God.
With them. Dude, it was a weird night. So all in all, back to the gate, it's like 4 a.m.
Uh-oh.
I'm tired. Ted takes the girl back to Hampton to drop the other mom.
Oh, no.
So me and the other girl, we're going back to our rooms on base. So I'm good, right?
Uh-uh.
I get to the front gate.
No.
All right. That's the thing she said to me. She said, hey, wake me up when we get to the barracks. I was like, cool, I got you.
Uh-oh.
So there's a car in front of me. So I'm sitting there waiting for the car to move. I look once. I look twice.
Then they got three times later.
Tap, tap, tap. The fuck is going on?
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah?
Have you been drinking?
No, why? What the hell's going on?
You've been asleep for 45 minutes.
Did you let you sleep at the gate?
Say what, motherfucker?
You just let me sleep at the gate.
These motherfuckers at the base in Newport News put a cone in front of my car, put a cone behind my car.
Them niggas was having a field day.
Mind you, my car is in drive.
And you're just on the brakes.
And my foot's on the brake. And this ain't the first time this has happened.
So they knew you were like, yo, they're going to Monte Carlo get cones.
No, this is the first time this has happened, but it happened again. But that's the last story I'm going to tell. Anyway, so.
This nigga got the cones blocked off.
Yeah, they blocked me off. And they
like, yo, this is for safety for your boy right now.
Yeah. And so, I'm at the front gate, knocked the fuck out behind the wheel of my car in drive. And it was like, you sure you're not drunk? I was like, I'm positive. I have
like, nigga, why are you going to ask me if you're drunk? And you got cones in front of my whip for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
You should have been tapped on my glass. This is entrapment, nigga. Let me go.
So we had to get the MPs up here. Luckily, the whole situation about the car chasing shit, the cop that helped us out earlier, he was the one that came up to the gate and was like, oh, I know this cast, man. He good. He's just tired. I told the cop, because what happened was.
I didn't hear this part.
What happened was.
Left it out for the crackers. How could you?
Well, they ain't trying to tell the family business like this, but. That's an old story. All right, so I have what I said. Two people that was in my unit, they got into it with some folks at the club, right? Yeah.
Young Spike is so
unit. And you wonder what an armor's full of dicks. Anyway.
Oh.
But anyway, so we go over there. It was like some bullshit at the club and whatnot. And it was a car chase, harassment. They talking about fighting, pulling guns and stuff. Like, I mean, this is on a military base.
Mm.
Like I said, that club's a whole nother show. Anyway, so the cops got called out one time before, and the cop shows up and like, he makes sure everything is cool. And he sends by the way, and we told the story, and I was being harassed and this, that, and third. So like I said, luckily it was the same cop that came up to the gate and escorted me home.
Nice.
Now, last story, me falling asleep on the job.
Mm-hmm.
For those who have traveled abroad through the military service, know about the sandy shores of Kuwait.
Oh, shit. What up?
Yeah.
Archer don't know. He was like, I know about traveling, but not Kuwait, though.
Yeah.
I do, though.
Yeah.
Kuwait's nice.
Nice and hot.
Nice and hot.
100 degrees at 4 in the morning.
They got a car lot, fucking two bazaars, a library, fucking movies and shit in a library. I have sat in the USO library, MWR library, rented a movie and just sat there with headphones and watched it with sweltering heat because I knew the sun hadn't gone down yet and I wasn't moving for a few hours.
Mm-hmm.
So I sat in that library, enjoyed my movie by myself with my rifle, chilling in the AC.
What'd you watch?
Live bear. Chilling the live bear, nigga.
Live bear.
Like
bear.
A tauntaun.
They smell bad on the outside.
I'm sorry. Are you telling me that the United States military has a secret section of bear cavalry?
No. Bear cavalry, yes. But we don't have the cavalry for slicing them open and chilling in them.
That's fucked, dog.
He's like, that's not even about, this ain't even about being vegan. Like, that's just graphic and wrong. Bears are awesome.
Bears are lovely.
Bears are vicious.
They're vicious when you're in range of them, but from a distance, they are some majestic, powerful motherfuckers.
Yeah, but they love some coke, though.
It's the honey, dog. The honey.
But anyway.
No!
Doing cocaine. Young Spike is like, yo, cocaine? Where? Cocaine, and be like, no.
No, Dr. Rock, so calm the hell down.
Damn it, Rick.
I'm glad the mic was nowhere near you.
Because that shit would have pitched.
It would have exploded. Yeah. The caps would have blown up right
anyway,
there.
As you're saying, last story.
All right, last story. So we're in the little sandy shores of Kuwait doing our training before we hit the beach, we hit the sandbox. And so we were on a little convoy training and whatnot. Mind you, we're in Kuwait.
There's nothing out there but sand and heat.
Ain't nothing but sand.
Sand and heat. That's more into Iraq. Kuwait got nothing. Camels, yes.
Yes. All right, so.
Not
what people don't know,
thank
if you put on full battle rattle, it adds about 10 degrees to your body heat naturally.
Battle rattle, for yours who don't know, is a Kevlar helmet, fucking vest with fucking bulletproof ceramic plates.
Yes, that's 10 pounds each.
Knee pads, elbow pads, gloves, excuse me, back assault pack for us. We had to do the assault pack.
Yeah, do assault pack.
Lucky
did you
bitches.
Get pepper pack
too? We had to do the camelbacks.
Yeah, camelbacks. People are like, camelbacks are awesome. Like, no,
fuck
that. Still, that's extra weight you got to carry. Hand me a fucking water bottle. Yeah. I'm good. Yeah.
Yeah.
And your water
gets
out of shit. Yeah. Yes. In Kuwait, yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. We had that.
Oh, wait. And you get butt flap fucking Kevlar.
And
one,
nut flap.
One for your butt flap and one for your crotch.
Yeah, the nut flap and the butt flap.
Yep.
But, yeah, so we had to.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, what up?
So, yeah, you had to put all that on. And mind you, this is about we went around about 6 or 7 o'clock.
Oh, so you were just barely beating the heat?
No.
It had already set in?
This is summer.
Oh, fuck. Damn, I'm sorry.
That shit don't end, dog.
I know.
No!
Dude, I left Kuwait in the spring, and they were like, oh, dude, it's going to be like 100 by the time it hits like 8 a.m. And I'm like, no. Nah. They were like, you might want to move around, like get out of your tent and go do some shit.
Like, literally, the first time, my first deployment, when we touched down, our night was day. We literally flipped our entire schedule because of the heat. Mm. Unless we had to be up.
Yeah, that's
we didn't leave that fucking tent.
Dude, no. The tents have AC units. And motherfucking, they're tents. They're fucking the canvas, whatever. Yeah. Not canvas, what's that tent material? Plastic, whatever fuck it is.
Yeah, it's some durable shit.
It's durable shit, but it's just one AC unit to a big ass tent being cooked by the desert heat.
And Lord forbid, that damn AC go out.
Oh, fuck.
I've experienced that shit. Oh, hell no.
Dude, no. I've never been there for the AC going out. I've always hauled ass. Like, as soon as I knew it was sun up, I was like, all right, it's 6. I'm going to eat, and I'm going to go to the library, or I'm going to go to fucking the bazaar, and I'm going to stay very far away from the tent until the sun's going down so I can lay in my fucking rack and play PSP. That was my end of my deployment.
Anyway, okay, so.
Remember, I was out processing in Kuwait. I didn't process in Kuwait.
Oh, we in process and out processing in Kuwait.
Fucking so, processing.
Yeah, so back to my story. So we doing a good old training for convoys and whatnot, and your boy was the driver. So I'm making it. Mine, I got all this bad rattling on. My body temperature's already up. I'm already pushed out 98 degrees, so I'm up to naturally 108.
Mm.
Not counting the external heat, just body heat's 108. I'm tired. It's hot, right? So these motherfuckers.
There's sand everywhere.
It's sand everywhere. I ain't seen. Close to it.
That gooch sand ain't no joke.
Yeah, gooch sand.
Dude, not even gooch sand. It's gooch sweat. It's bad.
Well, baby, probably your best
sweat
friend.
Sweat mixes with the gooch sand.
Got
gooch mud.
Oh. All right.
Oh.
Oh. Anyway,
sorry.
So we're doing this.
Bring back bad memories.
Yes. Goddamn. So we got the Humvees lined up. One, I'm dropping the Humvee, and like almost done with the shit. Your boy falls asleep again.
Oh, and the heat in the Humvee?
In the Humvee.
That's another thing. The Humvee doesn't have AC.
Oh, no. People, no, it does. No, it does. You know it just blows hot.
Yeah. People are like, yeah, Humvee's got AC. I'm like, oh, yeah, in the owner's manual. In the tech manual, yes, it does have an AC compressor. That shit don't work.
It worked when changeover happens.
Yeah.
That's it.
When it gets warm, you're like, oh, no, when it's cold, you're like, oh, thank God, the heat. Thank baby Jesus.
The heat be banging.
Yeah.
But when it comes for the AC...
Because people don't realize with up-armor Humvees, they are up-armor. It's not a nice little light turbo diesel fucking monster.
Mm-mm.
No, they got, it's weighed down by what, another 1,000 pounds, another 2,000 pounds of just
bulletproof
metal and glass.
And the windows don't open.
Yep, they do not open. So,
anyway,
you want to smoke a cigarette, you better hotbox the shit out of it with your boy.
Smoke.
Yeah.
Smoke.
No, let your boy open up the fucking, what's the name?
The
treetop. Treetop. Turret.
A turret. Let some breeze roll through. If you was lucky enough to have one with a turret.
Yeah, if you didn't have a turret, you fucked.
Yeah, because, like I said, your boy, we was transportation. They didn't think was deemed valuable enough to have a turret.
That's fucking horseshit.
Hey, man. Things we did over there.
Government.
I know.
Anyway, so, yeah, your boy falls asleep. I fell asleep in the Humvee with about 12 people. Mind you, got, like, higher-ranking officials. Can't give out ranks that was out there, but.
Woke up 30 pounds lighter.
Higher-ranking officials, E6 next to me, he knocked out.
Oh, shit.
The E5's in the back.
Fucking shotgun
knocked out.
Yo, man,
out. We all knocked out.
For those of you who don't know, you are the co-pilot. You never fall asleep.
Oh, co-pilot was knocked
period.
Out.
Period. The co-pilot never falls asleep.
Dude,
trips going up the street. I'm drunk. You drunk. You passing out. No. We both awake. We in this together.
We was all
So those of you who don't know, My car is a two-seater. You ride a shotgun, you are never going to sleep in my car. I will blast
that damn subwoofer. You can't fall asleep in that shit.
True shit.
That damn animal check. And then, wake up. Oh, I'm up. But, yeah, so.
Squad.
Put him in a coffin. Anyway, so, yeah, the whole Humvee was sleeping. And, like, lo and behold, my homeboy, who was, like, four Humvees up, fell asleep, too.
Oh. Oh,
and how this is how we woke up. This is how I didn't get in trouble falling asleep because he fell asleep.
And now dude's gonna hit the show up like I told y'all, my whole career is tarnished because this incident.
He hit the Humvee in front of him and knocked the tire off of his Humvee.
Oh shit!
Yeah. That was about no pay due. His whole check was like 2 months. But you know, hey, it was all right.
Yep, that tax free don't. Fine. What's motherfucking $3,000, nigga? I don't care.
No, they was like, hey, I ain't trying to get away the secret, but it never happened.
And oh, no. That's not a secret for just Iraq. That is a military wide secret. It never happened. Slide over to Archer. Let him chime in on this one.
Let's just sweep all that under the rug.
Let's throw to my boy Hatchet. What have you heard, Mr. Hatchet? We'll call him. The battle axe. What have you heard, Mr. Battle, throwed out to you about military kerfuffles?
I wasn't told a damn thing.
Exactly.
Because it didn't happen.
It never happened.
Exactly.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
repeat that for the audience. Young Spike.
I would like to say I can neither confirm nor deny.
And we call that plausible deniability. So your boy lost the tie. Hand the mic back to Mr. Sweat. So your boy lost the tire. They were like, fuck
I
it.
I mean, this shit, like, you see it. Like,
no, I've seen up on Humvees, it takes power to rip shit off that vehicle.
This motherfucker lost a tire. Like, tire rod go.
Oh, like, my God.
The tire doing the sink leg.
Oh, my God.
We're like, how the fuck? What the hell? How the hell? Like, literally, it went like, okay, so you know, like, normal distance, right? This nigga's like less than 10 inches. Don't know how the fuck he got enough power to rip the tire off.
Gunned it. No, keep pants up there, Young Spike. We do not need to see 10 inches.
We don't, keep that.
So keep the
moose knuckle in the habitat, sir.
About falling asleep.
Yeah.
I will tell you one of my service stories about falling asleep because I have many. I was notorious. This happened good old deployment 2010. In North Arabian Gulf, a.k.a. Da Nang. So,
it sound fucked up.
So your boy was moved from repair division back to fucking combat acoustics division and was told, hey, man, repair division, you are a hose team leader for the flight deck crew. So that means if a helo crashes, you have to go out there with your fucking with the hoses. You on the nozzle, back up your board till you switch out, throw down the AFFF foam. Well, it says foaming. Aqueous film form and foam, so you don't have to say that's redundant. Anyway, fuck. You put the soap and salt water on the helo to cool it down so everybody can evacuate. That's your job. And I was like, got it. And then they were like, welcome back. Huh?
Hold up.
What?
You put the soapy salt water on the helo.
Yes.
Helo has fuel.
Yep. You're not there. No, that's what I said. Cool it down. I didn't say put it out. It's to cool it down.
Okay, wait. You're not letting me finish. Helo has fuel. Yep. Fuel goes boom.
Yep.
That means fire.
Yep.
So that means they want you to run the fire and put some damn soap on a damn helicopter.
It's to make a path for everybody and suppress it. Because when you're on a small ship like that and you don't have a flight deck, thank God, a huge flight deck, you can roll the ship to fucking get rid of the debris.
Yes.
Yes.
But
your whole job as a hose team isn't to fight the fire so much as keep it cool so everybody that's alive can get out or you can get people to get them out.
But they
that's
want
the plan.
Run into a fire.
No, you don't run into the fire. It's a hose, dog.
Okay. That's what I'm trying to clear.
I don't kick in the helo door like, I'm saving everybody. Take my hand.
Get to the chopper now.
Hoop, take my hand.
Yes, get away from the chopper.
One of the pilots attached to my ship was named Lieutenant Hoopengarner, a.k.a. Lieutenant Hoop. And Hoop. Like Hoop, there it is.
Lieutenant Hoop. Like Hoop.
He loved that joke. He got sick of hearing it, but he loved it. Anyway, so that was my job. And then with combat acoustics, as I said before, I was really a sonar tech for the Navy. So I had to hunt subs, listen to fucking whale farts and shrimp popping like popcorn and dolphins talking shit to one another. And motherfucking, they decided, oh yeah, you could do flight deck crew from motherfucking sunset to sunrise, and you can stand watch and do your maintenance schedule and paint the back of the ship. So you got a lot of this. And don't you know good old Dosh Schufer, you know my real last name already. So you heard this a lot. Flight quarters, smoking lamps out throughout the ship, fucking fore and aft, whatever bullshit, flight quarters. You will hear that twice. That means everybody's on the flight deck team. We all knew the schedule anyway. You put on your fucking vests, and you grab your flash hood and your gloves, and you're tucking your boots into your sock. Well, excuse me, not boots. Your fucking coveralls into your socks, and you go up to the helo hangar. And for us, so fire shit.
Fire safety.
So heat doesn't go up into your coveralls. I mean, you got to do it. Somebody said it was a good idea. We've been doing it ever since. Oh, the top button. It's all about exposed skin, because if you have an open pant leg, shit can blow into it. So as he's showing off, young Spike is showing his sweet chest pieces because he tatted up like a motherfucker. I need to get photos of this nigga. Tasteful nudes.
Tatted up.
So anyway, your boy.
We need to start doing art for the show again.
We do need to. But no, so your boy is on flight quarters. They're calling flight quarters away. People going up there and shit. Not your boy. Because your boy just got off watch or just got done painting the Fanta, decided I could take a nap. I can do it. So you hear this. Every flight quarter is on deployment until they realize maybe we shouldn't be working in this third class that hard. Because one, he don't give a shit. Two, he's really busting his ass. Because you'll hear this. Every flight quarter. Our flight quarter is done within 10 minutes. STG-3 Avant, flight deck. Over and over again until somebody realized we have to go wake up Avant. This happened so many times that the whole crew, 300 people plus, knew who the fuck I was, because they would see me get up scowling, stomping up to the helo hangar.
From a mad sleep.
And now we found out the origin of the
actually,
mad
that's
sleep.
Probably what did it.
It's the origin of the bad sleep.
If I can get one of my shipmates from the area come on the show and tell you stories of waking me up. He has woken me up, seen me stand in front of my rack in my fucking little walkway, look at him, talk to him, and then get right back in my rack. And I remember none of this shit.
Well, Doss, I'll make sure to wake you up like that next time.
Dude, no. If you do that, I'm not moving anywhere. Like, fucking, I'm not moving anywhere fast. But the shitty thing is, that kept happening. And then it got to the point where officers and higher up enlisted were like, what the fuck's your problem, shipmate? I'm like, this is all the shit you got me trying to do in a day. Like, fine, take me off of flight quarters. Do it. And they were like, and then the DC man, Dan Patrolman, who were in charge of it, was like, you can't take him off because he's the only one qualified that's been through the school besides the other ones that you already have on the team. What the fuck are you going to do? And they're like, oh, well, we'll talk to his Divo in chief and figure it out. And they look at me and they're like, oh, well, maybe you weren't getting enough sleep. Like, yeah, 3 hours of sleep ain't cutting the dog.
Yeah, when you're when you're doing that day in, day out, that's fucking exhausting.
Dude, because it's not, that's they ridiculous. Were like, oh, like they were like, oh, all, we know you're fucking sleeping in a helo hangar. I'm like, you goddamn right, sleep in a helo hangar. They found me asleep under the helo.
Under the helo,
the maintenance helo, because we had two helos, and one was a maintenance one, and the thing was, I went to sleep under the helo, because one I thought was funny. Two, I finished up my rotation for the night. Because for rotation, we will have from fuel pumps for hot pump, you will have to stand there with a CO2 bottle while they're refueling. Granted, CO2 bottle ain't going to do dick, in my opinion, under spinning rotor blades. But it's there for as per instructions.
I mean, I fell asleep under a fucking F-150 before, but no. Never fallen asleep under no goddamn
this helo's helo. Not going. It's a maintenance helo. Archie knows what a maintenance helo is. It's that bitch just gutted for fucking parts.
Yeah. see, what I would do was I would go to the head around 12 p.m. to 2 p.m., and I would take a nap on the toilet.
We all do the bathroom break.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you can't get
many
me.
Bathroom breaks.
Unless you hear me snoring. I've heard niggas snoring in the head. I'm like, bruh, don't even... Don't think you're getting away with
trying to catch
shit.
Them Z's, dog.
Well, and I'll see, at our job, they actually wrote phone booth on the bathroom stalls.
Oh my god!
Except they spelled it B O T H.
So phone both.
Yes. Phone both, dog. Phone both.
Because these are some illiterate motherfuckers.
Nah. Shipyard, dog. Best and brightest.
The adventures of BAE. Mm-hmm. Of Norfolk BAE.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the Adventures of Bay. The Adventures of Bay Shipyard.
Oh my god, you can start that. You can start doing that for your daily recap. The Adventures of Bay.
The Adventures of Bay Shipyard. When I was there, man, oh my god, like this, like people were literally going to those porta johns because the only bathrooms was outside the gate,
way.
Which is for those who know what BAE is and been on BAE Shipyard.
Oh, I do.
Fuck that place. That's like a couple miles. That's Naval Shipyard Norfolk.
Dude, Q, that's why I had explained to me before. In order to get a smoke break, it's about a 45-minute walk down on your hour-long break.
Oh, yeah. That's cute.
Yeah.
That's cute.
So the
I
smoke...
No, it wasn't even Q that told me.
No, I said that's cute. Cute.
Oh,
no.
Cute.
Wait till I... Whew, boy, oh, wait. Smoke break.
But see, the smoke breaks in per the shipyard workers and the good old contractors who had to have that smoke...
Oh, bro, what up?
...would go into the porta-johns that's and full
smoke.
Of... And smoke.
Doesn't My, matter.
They're that's full of shit.
It doesn't matter. Got to get a nicotine hit, dog.
Okay, no.
It's that methane, though.
It's understandable if it's like wintertime. But when it's summertime and there's mouths of shit in that porta-john.
No, all right. Young Spike got something to say.
I'm just
I don't know about their porta-johns, but hell, our porta-johns are usually cleaner than the actual bathrooms.
True shit.
Yeah, fuck them bathrooms.
All right. Back when I was still smoking them goddamn fucking cigarettes.
Cancer sticks.
Them
smoking
cancer
them.
Sticks. Them cancer death sticks. Sticks. Before Obi-Wan Kenobi convinced me to stop smoking cancer death sticks.
Spoilers.
I had to work at fucking Riverside Hospital in Newport News. Now it's a hospital. You can't smoke on a goddamn hospital.
Sure you can.
This ain't the '80s.
So
I got a story for that one.
So. Well, when we really needed a fucking cigarette, and goddamn it, working with those motherfuckers, you needed a goddamn cigarette. We would go to the Porta Johns, and I've smoked a lot of cigarettes, fucking face down in a fucking goddamn Porta Johns, so no one can fucking see the goddamn smoke. Because I ain't trying to get kicked off that job. I was loaned
out.
That's
good money.
Well, not for real. Scale? No, dude, that was just the Riverside Hospital. That's not a
bad.
Scale job.
Yeah,
it's,
but still not bad. Though.
It's goddamn
money.
Fucking civvy bullshit.
Still money though.
Yeah, say I said I needed my job. So fucking face down, fucking poor John, blowing smoke into the fucking shithole.
But no, the best one for me for smoke breaks were, and it's going to be some Navy secrets, and I hope to God I have sailors listening to this. On small ships, we have weld booths. Weld booths have exhaust. And Archie's like, why are you giving up the secret? He was like, this is the trade secret, dog. Chime in. Because you know.
Rule one about smoking on a ship. You don't talk about smoking on a ship.
I'm not on a ship anymore.
Anymore. you're ruining it for everybody else, does.
But
all right.
Everybody knows because I have smoked with my captain, XO, motherfucking CMC, fucking department heads, chiefs. I could take everybody down with me. So this will be, oh, he's fucking lying. But y'all niggas know what's good.
It comes back to the whole thing about everything gets pushed under the rug.
Exactly.
It didn't happen.
On the ship, when you're doing fuel transfer, that sweet on the ship, what is it, JP5?
JP8, dog.
JP5 for ships. I think it's JP5. Yeah, we're 5 for ships. I forgot what the helos
are. Ships are 5.
Yeah, you get that sweet JP5, the gas turbine.
Smoking lamp goes out. All the smoke
Even though,
pissed.
Motherfucking, you cannot light anything from, you can put a cigarette out in JP5. I seen it.
You can put a lighter to it and it won't
light. Yeah, because it won't, the fumes.
Is it combustible?
Yeah, it's not that, it needs to be compression.
Yeah.
Fucking, it's heat and compression.
It's like fuel.
Yeah.
You fucking run it through a fucking goddamn engine.
Yeah, so, but the biggest thing is, you can smoke right by where they're pumping the shit on the ship. But they're like, no, safety. I'm like, you're acting like we're moving gasoline. We're not moving fucking gasoline. We're not moving motherfucking nitroglycerin. Moving JP5. Ain't no, look at, I will Google the flashpoint for you right now. And
I will pull up the MDS on this shit.
Yeah. Pull up the flashpoint for me as I tell this story, as I spin this yarn. And the funniest shit is, everybody knows it.
Don't nobody say shit
because they're like, oh, you know, safety, you never know.
This is how we've always done it.
Exactly. So
won't grow.
When you can wait for
JP5
two, what was it? hour, 30 minutes for a ship refueling at sea. For the crowd, JP5 Flashpoint is 104 degrees Fahrenheit. That's not that high, but what does lighter
get
to?
That's a lot higher than a fucking lighter or a cigarette.
Yep. Look up lighter.
Well, to light paper for a cigarette, it's got to be 451.
To light it, but what is the flame? The spark, yes.
The flame itself is that question.
Yes. The flash will get some shit.
What are the embers on a cigarette?
Yeah, ember on cigarette temperature. Looked it up there, young Spike. But anyway,
we got us an intern.
You can put a cherry out on a cigarette with your fingers.
Yeah. So, as I was saying, doing jet fuel, doing motherfucking ammunition. There's always.
Oh, I know all about that.
Always, always somewhere to smoke on a ship.
Yeah.
But the worst one. Isn't smoking on a ship comparatively to smoking in a shipyard. The worst one is good old Yorktown.
Yorktown Naval Weapons Station.
That place is hell for smokers.
I've been there quite a few times.
Because when your ship pulls in and you want to go smoke, you cannot smoke on your ship while your ship is there at all. You got to go to a nice smoke shack. It's a little brick room with horrible yellow paint and wall-mounted quote-unquote lighters with heating elements. Like, all right, here we go. Temperature tip of a lit cigarette with smoldering is close to 1,100 degrees Fahrenheit. I call bullshit. The temperature of the tip during 2-second puff can be more than 1,600 degrees. Cigarette tip temperatures are significantly higher than gasoline auto ignition threshold of 495. I call bullshit.
So what, you're gonna stick your cigarette in JP5 while you're taking a hit?
Yeah, that's the biggest thing is like...
Here, let me dip my face in this JP5.
Yeah, the biggest thing is motherfucking common sense. It's like, dude. Yeah. Yeah, because you can.
I've actually done it. I've actually done it in person.
So the biggest thing is...
So I know that's a fucking lie.
Yeah.
So
you do have a death wish.
No.
No, it's just you
I'm
know.
I just have a very... I'm really curious.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes,
so no.
The in a past life, his name was George.
Safety was written for Archie in Shipmate's Cycle.
Hey, whoa. Don't dime me up like that.
But no.
There's nothing wrong with being a little bi-curious, comparatively
to the shipyards,
I don't like what you're saying,
was man. Walking. Oh, not that one. Not just fucking Yorktown. Kuwait. No, smoking in Kuwait. Designated smoking areas. A smoking tent in the middle of the goddamn heat.
And right it's in the middle open. Of motherfucking desert.
But the funny thing is, they had the audacity to put the water there. And every basin in the Middle East I've been to, Iraq, Kuwait, and there's another one for I did for transport for moving around to get to Iraq. Forgot the name of it. But there are plastic wrap cases of bottles of water. And you know what I'm talking about.
Damn right.
It's like, they're blank. They're not made by any manufacturers.
We don't know, tall ass bottles of clear water and white caps. Okay.
That's it.
But for the way he's describing, for the crackers out there, there is, like, magically, every Tuesday, every Monday night we'll go to sleep. And every Tuesday we'll wake up. The magical water fairy would deliver cases
of water.
Cases not doing it just.
Yeah, it's just like a
pallet.
Yeah, just pallets of water.
Reams.
Yeah,
pallets
ridiculous.
Of liter bottle water.
But the fucked up part was in Kuwait, it was by the smoking area. So everybody wanted to get water that wasn't dropped off at the tents. You got to go by the smoking area, grab your shit, and walk back. Remember, it get hot in Kuwait. So you want to go smoke, you're like, I'm going to die. I'm just going to chug this water. Kuwait got to 100 degrees, like I said, by noon when I was there in the spring.
4 a.m. in the summer, though.
Oh!
See,
10 degrees at 4 a.m.
Mm.
See, my ship had something similar to the water thing, but it was probably about, I don't know, once a month. We would get these shipments of, there was strawberry yogurt smoothies, right?
What the fuck? No.
Expired by a year.
Oh.
They were still delicious. Okay.
The ship will keep to fucking...
They were still
come.
Delicious, but they were always hot. They were never refrigerated. Mm. It was horrible.
Dangerous.
But they were...
That's great for dairy products.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. It was that weird Bahrain
shit. I love how Young Spike is on the floor now telling us just go vegan. Just letting us know. Reaffirming it.
Well, what your options are, either vegan or hot yogurt.
Oh, my God. Hey, just to tell you.
It was hot yogurt, but it was still
any,
good yogurt.
Any service member, there's two things right quick. One, fucking Young Spike. We had a vegetarian in my fucking division when I checked on board ship. Good old second class black dude from Africa. Not going to say his name. So this guy, every meal will have a plate of just not even a plate, a tray of vegetables. And the cooks knew. They're like, he doesn't eat meat. He can't, like, vegetarian. So even if when we're out of fresh vegetables, which normally takes about 2-3 weeks from away from a port in a small ship.
By the time we actually get them, they're all already rotten.
Mm-hmm. He would still have a tray of, like, fucking boiled vegetables. That's what he needed to have, the caloric fucking intake daily. And he still worked out in the gym. And he could run for days. Yes, he was a stereotypical African dude. It's creepy. A stereotypical African dude. And also, about that good old Bahraini yogurt. When you're crossing back from deployment anywhere across the fucking globe, you come back with some foreign shit because you ain't getting American shit overseas. And you got to get rid of it. So you start seeing the weirdest ice cream and the weirdest sodas.
But it was so good.
My favorite were Middle Eastern Cokes. Mm-hmm. Their sodas, and they had the old school tabs, like not the pop tab, like we have the peel tab is what they had.
But we don't know for some strange reason.
Oh my God, they were
the
so
Turkish,
good.
Turkish Coca-Cola.
Bruh, it's the best.
It's the best shit ever for some reason because you taste everything. You taste all flavor. It's none of that. No, it's like it's carbonation, but not as much as in America.
Yeah, and so it's the not same thing like with Sprite. It's not super sugary. It's
like with
just
Sprite, heavy Sprite,
sugar.
Turkish Sprite.
Oh yeah, that's good shit too.
Yeah, you taste the lemon and the lime.
Yeah,
it's not just like not so carbonated sugar water. It's good lemon drink. Lime, like Fanta's.
You have to get rid of that shit before you get back to the U.S.
Chug that shit, dog.
No, not just chuck it. Like you said, he had the yogurt fair. He had a smoothie fair. We had in the soda machines. And we would know, but when we're coming back, they're like, yo, I like these sodas better than the other sodas. And the candy. And they'll bring to the mess deck. Desserts and shit.
At one point, we have vending machines on the boat. You get a little credit card.
Navy cash card.
Yep. You get like this
with
little
SIM card chip. Put your money from your personal account on that shit. Sorry. Yeah, that. Help you out.
Basically, you swipe it. Regular vending machine, right?
Yep.
So it got to the point where we had sodas going for 25 cents a can.
Just to get rid of them.
Packs of cigarettes going for 50 cents a can, all because everything was foreign. Or a pack, sorry.
Dude, no, it's a can. They keep a can overseas.
Hey, it's overseas.
Don't judge their foreign ways.
Hey. Dunhill cigarettes came in a tin. Them English cigarettes, they came in a tin. That's what my stepdad used to
say.
Like a little Altoid tin.
Shout out once again.
Bigger than that.
To the best invention of the service. Mr. Sweat will attest to this. When you're hungry and you don't feel like going nowhere.
Hungry.
And you gotta stock up and you know which ones to get because you had the shitty breakfast ones.
You're damn right.
Fucking MREs, bruh.
Bruh.
If I ever hear any inkling of the world's coming to an end, I am looking for case upon case of that shit.
Look here.
Archie's like, yo, I gotta chime in on this.
You can put the water instead of shit on the curb.
Archie, yo, can chime in on this.
I'm gonna need it. And you can buy it in bulk, dude. It's worth it.
Oh yeah, if you still got basic access, they sell them in the commissary.
Oh shit, I want it.
Yeah, they still.
And it's coming that black plastic bag still.
Oh no.
Not black, box. Tan bag in the box of like a shit ton of variety.
The person my coworker in the Air Force, his were in like a green container.
See,
they're fancy.
Okay, the Air Force is special.
Yeah, the Air Force. They always say the Air Force is special.
The last time they came in green was World War II.
Shit.
Z rations.
Wait, so you're telling me the ones that I was eating when I was 5 years old, the green ones?
They were old as shit, yeah.
Hey, they still taste good as fuck, though.
No. Did you have the self-heating bag? Yes, the bag, it's a heating element that goes in the water.
It's a self-heating
brilliant.
Bag. You put your, like, if it's like a soup or something, you put that in there, and then you put your fucking water in it, and it just boils. It's fucking great.
Okay, so, yeah. So
it's a great heating bag. Don't put it on your body for heat, because that shit burn the shit out of it.
Yeah.
Well, you got to wrap a couple blankets around it.
Dude, I've seen people try to use some hand warmers.
Yeah, not all Navy guys are idiots. Army guys are idiots, too.
Dude, we got idiots in every branch. It's okay. Bro, I've seen some dumb Air Force cats.
Somehow or another, we took those MRE bags and made rockets out of them.
That is awesome.
Yeah, the MRE heat
that's
bags.
That's America
with
right there.
With water bottles, and we made rockets.
Oh, that's simple. It's just compressed water out one side. That makes sense. Yeah. But that would have been awesome entertainment.
Like literally, like water fireworks.
Oh, my God.
It was fun as shit.
That sounds awesome. I feel like
the only thing about it is like
I'm going to look on
one
Amazon
bag.
For
one bag was MRE one shot. Cost. That was it. You can't reheat the bag.
Oh yeah, no.
So once you use that bag, yeah, it's one shot. That's it. But
go on Amazon and you find out.
But
MRE.
Okay, so for those who never, yeah, St. Julius Creek,
bruh, I'm about to have you motherfuckers don't even know. I'm about to order MREs because I have.
Look at that pizza.
No. My favorite thing. Wheat snack bread with cheese, with fucking cheese spread.
Yo, dude,
Doss, you gotta do it.
You can get a fucking deuce and a half from St. Julian's.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you know, like a motherfucking deuce and a half.
No. Oh,
like
it's funny as shit. For ODU, there's someone with a fucking Humvee, a military Humvee, and they drive it and park in the same spot in the parking garage every fucking day. It's not up armored, so you know it is strong and fast as shit.
Doss, did we see that? We went to your,
yeah, you saw it when you came up to my school. Yeah. I was like, that's the one.
Right? I'm telling you, it's like governmentauctions.com mm-hmm. or some shit like that. You can order all that shit. I worked at St. Julian's for a summer, dude. I saw all the shit they have.
We had a full show. This is 118. I think we can wrap it. Wicked hasn't said much. You've just been enjoying it.
I just want to say one thing real quick. Two chains. But I think
squad.
Squad. I think we should all just throw down and just buy a fuck ton of MREs.
Because they got to be dirt cheap.
Oh, yeah.
No, we can buy shit for vegan, trust us.
There might be a vegan MRE.
You know that party coming up, Doss?
Bruh.
You know that party coming up? Party?
Dude,
MRE party.
MRE party
papers.
Here, take this MRE. What? There's something happening tonight.
Hey, No. See, what you do is you have a big party, hand MREs out to everybody. Don't tell them how to use them.
And watch it happen.
And see if people can figure out how
great,
to use it.
Don't make a great video. No. Make a video. Civilians use MREs because, no, all of us in the military that
what
got
are we,
them.
BuzzFeed?
We were looking at like, yo, how the fuck do you... Dude, and a lot of old heads were laughing at us for not knowing how to use it. And it was like, yeah, fucking, you got the heating bag. Put it in a pouch. Put water into it. Okay, then what? It's going to boil. You put your shit in there before it boils so it doesn't, like, lose all the heat.
Yeah, it's the thing is, it's not a common sense thing because...
You don't do that shit in civilian life.
You're not like, yeah, if you're a civilian, you don't grow up with that unless...
Oh, dude,
you know,
aren't you?
Yo! Some people do, but...
Only us in this room probably have any idea how to use it.
Yeah, so, like, it's not a common sense thing, so I feel like it could be a confusing issue.
Bruh, I'm just going to let you guys know. I went on Amazon, and...
how much is it, Doss?
MRE. Fucking Jim and Ready Eat one pack assorted flavor. It's $11.48. I need to find the bulk one because it has Prime, and I have.
Ooh!
So just let y'all know.
Tomorrow,
Let y'all know there is a Amazon Depot open up in Chesapeake, right next door to my job.
Oh no. Shit! It's over.
Are we getting jobs, dog?
New job. Open up quick. It's opening. It's opening.
Are we gonna
soon.
Get Amazon now?
Bruh! Oh my God! Get them drones.
Them drones, dog.
Well, I think MREs and drones is a good place.
Wrap
up the whole show because we have gone strong on tangent today.
Get you a shotgun, you can have a fucking turkey shoot. Get yourself some free shit,
dude. I got you know I have a shotgun.
I got a shotgun too.
No, you know I have one. You say you should get a shotgun. I was like,
y'all got a shotgun measuring contest?
Oh, I got that short barrel.
Yeah, he got that illegal.
It's not illegal. It's just police issue. Shut up.
y'all need an AK to play with too.
You still got it? I thought you sold that one.
Yeah, I still got it.
I sold mine.
I got one right now.
Okay. But anyway, illegal weaponry aside, we are strapped for freedom and order MREs.
It's not illegal because it ain't fully automatic.
Hatchet, what you got to add because you've been hanging out back there?
Okay.
Just been listening.
Got them straw wholesales.
One of them MREs, though.
Yeah, we need to find out like where to get them in box because I really want like a box of
commissary.
Commissary. Of MREs.
Bulk MREs commissary.
Of vodka. Dude, bulk MREs of vodka. Oh, well, just like the mother Russia would love.
Okay, so just let y'all know, when y'all do that bulk MRE and vodka video.
You know you in.
No, I ain't.
You ain't?
Vodka and MRE don't mix.
Oh, dude, I'm in.
But y'all can have fun with that.
Some rum. Some rum shot
No. Mm. Oh, no, no,
that's
no.
That's wrecking the belly, dog.
You trying to die. You mean constipated and head shits at the same time.
Bro. All that high fiber.
Okay. Because y'all do, y'all do, wait. Wait, wait, tell me. Y'all do know that MREs are designed to stomp you up, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. So that way.
You're shitting in the battlefield.
Yeah, yeah. Shit in the battlefield. We they're know. Designed. They're, no, we know. They're, he doesn't.
All them crackers.
Yeah, the wheat snack bread is not.
It doesn't break down very fast. Calorie intake, and they're designed to back you up so you don't have to shit in the battlefield. You have a lot of energy to burn.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so y'all can have all that shit. I like my stomach. I like my fluids. I like the way my shit
so
works.
That means rum chowder plus MRE will keep you regular.
Well, you know what that, you know what that means.
What's that mean?
That means I get Q's share.
Hey,
it's
no,
true.
No, see.
You can have shit. I'll eat that shit.
Hey, you'll have
I'll take
thick,
one,
solid
I'll take
shits,
one
and then you'll have gas trying to force it out.
No, no, see. This is how it's going to play out. I'm going to do one for the video, and then I'm going to take one home and eat that shit for dinner.
Yo, what up? But all right, so I want to wrap this up right now.
Hey, last
we're going to throw the second song, and we'll be back in
you're
a minute.
Throw the second song, you're back. Wait for the break. Q, you're going to end it because you always stop right before the break. Everybody, as they say, smoke them if you got them. We back. That's a show right there.
That's a show.
We want to thank.
It's a meaty show.
Dude, it's got some potatoes on the side,
it's
too.
It's girthy. It's veiny.
Mm, so veiny.
Yeah, terrifying. Vegans, though.
Hey, sometimes they can take meat.
Hey, vegans have some good alternatives.
They can eat. They can't eat meat. They can do something else with the meat, though.
They can have meat.
But no.
I can give that meat.
We're going to give a shout-outs right now. Thank you once again, Hatchet, Q Sweat, Young
champ,
Spike,
baby,
and Archie for being on the show.
What up?
You can find us, as always, on Stitcher and iTunes, EC3Cast, or Expensive Cheese Cheap Cracker. You can find us online at EC3Cast.com or my favorite link to it, ExpensiveCheese.com. You can find us on Facebook, /EC3Cast. You can find us on Twitter at EC3Cast and on Instagram at EC3Cast. Please email us because y'all some punk bitches. We need some stories and some shit to talk about. Spin us a yawn. Tell us that your cat did some funny shit. You don't got to send us a video, but just tell
us. Just send us a message saying you can't make it because of reasons.
Yeah, something.
If we offended you, let us know.
Yeah,
because
please.
Talk about.
We would give a shout out.
I would give a shout out, of course, for motherfucking Linux Master Race Russia.
Yes.
Listening strong. And
that person listening to People's Republic of China.
Dude, that motherfucker too.
That one guy in North Korea.
Yes.
And Wicked, do us a solid.
So, for Wicked Child, I fucked up already.
For?
Yes. I.
Do it.
Get the dick out your mouth.
One, yes. Two, three, do it in motion.
For Dobbs Truffin and Hatchet and Q Sweat and fucking Archie and
Young Spike. God damn
it. You go to hell, sir.
I will.
This Wicked Child saying, love life.
Love yourself.
Love squad.
Put him in the coffin.